ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విదిన్ నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్ ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sairam from Prashanti Nilayam. I'm Prem Reddy Sai's Bishu, and welcome once again to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. The Ganesh Chaturthi celebrations in Prashanti Nilayam just concluded gloriously a few days ago. Today is September 20th, 2018. But these celebrations are going on in so many parts of the country, especially in Maharashtra. And the saddest part of the Ganesh Utsav is the Ganesh Visarjan, isn't it? I mean, that time we have, when you have to say goodbye to your beloved Ganapati Bappa Moria. It's the day when the idols have to go back into the water bodies. And the celebrations go on in some places for 1.5 days, some places 3 days, some places 5 days, some places 7 days, some places 10, or in other places 11 days. The 11th day festivities of Ganesh Utsav comes to an end on Ananta Chaturdashi Day. In fact, that is September 23rd, 2018. So, we are not yet there. So, Ganesh Chaturthi celebrations are going on. The Ganesha excitement is still on in so many parts of the country, especially in Maharashtra. And so, in this episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside, I thought, let us fill ourselves more with this bliss of the Ganesha principle. He is the God of all auspicious beginnings. And by Ganesha's grace, we in fact did a few new things in the Edisai studio this year, 2018. First, we started a video series called Prashanti Chronicles to share stories behind every place of Prashanti Nilayam. And we started with the Umbrella Ganesha that probably many of you who have come to Prashanti Nilayam would know. Anyone who has seen this Ganesha has fallen in love, or rather risen in love with him. This lovely Ganesha is there right next to the maintenance office in Prashanti Nilayam, and it is part of such a lovely garden. So we did some research into how this Ganesha came about. How did he manifest for our joy? And the video is there on the website, which tells the story in brief of the coming of the Umbrella Ganesha. Here is the audio.
Saram, and welcome to this first episode of Prashanti Chronicles, where we share with you stories behind every stone and every pillar, behind every tree and every statue, every temple and every bower of Prashanti Nilayam. And we begin with our most adorable Umbrella Ganesha. So the story of this Ganesha goes back 4 decades to Michel and Richard of US. So Michel came to Bhagwan way back in March 1970 and Swami very graciously got them married and gave a room to them inside the ashram, West 6A, 26A, 27, which is just next to the Ganesha. That is where Bhagwan gave them their abode. And once they were there, one day Michelle came out of her room and she saw something which really moved her. She saw that this entire area, which at that point in time was a large junkyard, she saw a young lady sitting there and crying, and crying her heart out, crying out with so much of pain. And she felt that that lady just needs to be left alone. She is looking for a space where she can connect with her Swami and unburden herself. And when Michelle saw that, something touched her very deep. And she felt, how about converting this whole space into an area where people can connect to their deeper self, where people can speak to Swami, where if people come into the space, they feel comforted, they feel love, they feel the grace of Bhagwan, they feel hope, they feel love. So that is what prompted her to start with something which will totally convert this place. And the next thing she did is she went to Bhagwan, made a beautiful letter and a card, presented it to Swami, and Swami very, very lovingly blessed it, placing his hand over it and that's it. Michelle knew what she had to do. She called a few workmen, cleared this entire area, and her good friend Orchard and Robert James, another very devoted couple, they came forward and they went to Bangalore. They got a car load of plants and garden material, and soon a little pond came in this area. And once this pond came, Michelle was so happy that something has emerged, but there was a problem. There was a leak in the pond. Whatever she tried, she was not able to contain that. And one day when she was at the work site, you know, she was praying to Swami, "Swami, please, you have to help me correct this pond." And she says, "You won't imagine, I was just sitting there praying and a person comes and he just looks at Michelle and says, 'Can I help in any way? I am a mason.'" And Michelle said, "This is exactly what I wanted. I wanted a mason or a carpenter to fix this." So that is how Swami was guiding her every step of the way. After the pond was done, next she wanted to do a stone terrace. And from out of nowhere comes this Frenchman who was not only an expert in making stone terraces. If you see the garden, there are beautiful stone terraces. This person was so devoted to Bhagwan that every stone that he carried while making the stone terrace, he felt that he was carrying his heart and giving out to Swami. With that dedication, he was someone who felt that he was like the Rama, like the monkey of the Rama army, you know, making that bridge where Rama would walk. With that kind of commitment and love, he built that stone terrace, taking Bhagwan's name at every step of the way. And once the stone terrace was done, the pond was there, and now Michelle felt, we need to have someone, a figure, a form which people can concentrate on. And that is how the beautiful Jesus, the gentle Jesus with the lamb, came here. And the Jesus was there, the pond was there, the stone terrace was there, the garden had really emerged so beautifully. She would take these pictures and show to Bhagwan off and on, and Bhagwan would always be so encouraging. And then something else occurred. This whole area that you see here, this was complete rubble, pieces of metal, brick, stone. And Michelle thought, you know, how am I going to clear this? This is going to be a much bigger challenge. And just that thought comes in her mind. That morning, again, out of the blue, there is this old metal vendor who comes and clears that area. Michelle never asked for it. She never even contacted anyone. And immediately after this is done, a bunch of boys from the college, they come and ask her husband, "Richard, sir, we want to do some seva, any work for us?" And they cleared this entire area. She said, "I did nothing. It was Swami all the way. When you have a pure thought, you can see God's signature on it all the way." And that is what was happening. Once the area was cleared, Michelle and Richard, they were Ganesha fans. They used to collect all sorts of Ganeshas. Ganesha sitting, Ganesha blessing, Ganesha standing, Ganesha dancing. And they had seen this Ganesha. You know, Ganesha happily, merrily walking. One hand, he has an umbrella. On the other hand, he has his water bottle, the Kamandalu. Such a delectable form. And they thought, how about recreating this Ganesha? Because they felt this is a place where when people come, Ganesha, they should see a Ganesha whom they can relate to, a Ganesha who is cute, a Ganesha who is just happy-go-lucky, a Ganesha taking a walk in the park. Imagine the young lady sitting there crying, and Ganesha goes to her and says, "Hey, what's wrong with you? Come under my umbrella. I will look after you. I am your friend." That is what this Ganesha has been doing to everyone who comes to this place. Next time when you are in Prashantanilayam, don't miss to befriend this Ganesha. This Ganesha is waiting. He's telling, "I am there. Come under my umbrella. Don't take life so seriously. Come, let us take a walk in the park. Everything will be fine. You are going to shine." This is what this Ganesha is telling us, welcoming us all the time. And there is so much more to how this garden came, how the Ganesha has developed over the years. We'll put the detailed story of this on our website, radiosai.org. And we are going to have, by Bhagwan's grace, perhaps more episodes of Prashanti Chronicles, where we'll share with you the stories behind how this entire beautiful Prashanti Nilayam has taken shape completely by His will, by His grace. So brothers and sisters, next time you are here in Prashantinilayam, don't miss your date with this eternal Ganesha, who has that elephantine love for us, who will always be with us. Let's come under his umbrella and let's celebrate. Thank you so much.
So that is the first episode of Prashanti Chronicles, sharing the lovely story of the umbrella Ganesha. And of course, we are going to have many more episodes where we can talk about every detail of the history and the mystery behind this lovely hamlet that Bhagwan has gifted all of us, the abode of supreme peace, Prashantinilayam. And then the other initiative we did on Ganesh Chaturthi is a series, again a video series. It was called MMG, My Moment with Ganesha. It was scintillating short satsangs on Lord Ganesha, and we did about 11 of them. And it started as a live event on Facebook. First time we were doing this, we were trying to capture as much as we can in those 2-3 days. People who have had their glorious moments with Ganesha. Let me share with you some snippets from these insightful conversations. And I begin with Brother Ravi Kumar. We went to the super speciality hospital and recorded this conversation right in front of the huge Ganesha statue, which is present in the dome area, the central prayer hall area of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. Here it is.
Firstly, thank you very much for allowing me to bring forth some of my memories with this lovely Lord Ganesha. Let me start with the first memory that I have of this beautiful Lord here.
Wow.
This was on 22nd November 1991. That was the day this temple of healing was inaugurated. So that day, since I was doing my MBA then, and since I happened to be in the bhajan group, we were allowed to be in these lovely lawns just outside central dome.
Correct.
And as I was standing outside in the lawns, and Swami was waiting for the then Prime Minister yes. Narasimha Rao to come, and the doors opened, and we were standing there, and I had not seen this beautiful prayer hall before that.
Okay.
So as the doors opened, I had the beautiful vision of Swami entering.
Wow.
And right above Swami's head, I saw this beautiful big idol of Lord Ganesha emerge. Wow. You know, that is my first ever memory of Lord Ganesha here. Wow. So that memory remains etched in my mind and in my heart.
Wow.
And yes, it's been a blessing to have worked here for those many years. It's such a blessing, apart from the fact that, you know, you get to see so many Swamis coming in every day.
Yes.
That is a reason people like me are allowed to be at Puttaparthi, you know, so this is a huge blessing. And you're very right. It's not just us who come to the central dome and pray before our lovely Lord Ganesha and our Lord's, lovely throne here, etc. Everybody who comes here has a beautiful story to say about the peace that they have got here, about the power that they have got from here, about how they have got recharged after coming here.
Wow.
And we are not just talking about patients. Patients are one category. Definitely, I'll tell you a few incidents.
Yes, please.
And of course, Sevadals. Sevadals come here.
Sevadals.
Sevadals come here. They're half
the backbone.
They're the backbone, yes. They're half the workforce. And all the staff members, of course.
And also dignitaries?
Oh, yes. All dignitaries. You're very right. All dignitaries. All the visitors who visit this hospital are brought through here first.
I think whatever was going on in their mind, once they come into this space, everything will just get shut off. Then it is a different zone.
They are zapped. The peace that this hall literally brings into every mind and heart that goes through here is really amazing. And every patient who walks through here has a unique story.
Yes.
Definitely. I'm convinced about that.
Wow.
There are about 2 or 3 incidents I would like to very briefly narrate.
Please.
There's this incident about a 12-year-old boy who had come to the hospital with a hole in his heart.
Oh.
And he walks in here with his parents. They sit here for a while and they're praying to Lord Ganesha. They're praying to Swami and saying, Lord, please take care of me. The parents are praying, please take care of our son. And the son is praying, Lord, please take care of me. And he closes his eyes for a minute. And as he's about to get up, he he swears, he tells his parents that he hears a voice coming from here saying, "Yes, my son, I will take care of you."
Wow.
And he says it is Lord Ganesha who spoke to him. In fact, in the hospital's Silver Jubilee, we had put up a drama and we incorporated a part of this boy's story into that drama.
He listens everything.
He listens, yes. Whether it is that Prashant Nilayam Ganesha we are talking about or this Ganesha, every Ganesha. He listens and he takes a story back.
Years, everything he listens.
Yeah. And he has to take them back to his parents.
Yes,
Swami. So then there's a story about another patient, Tajinder Singh, who had come in all the way from Punjab. The way he came all the way from Punjab itself is a huge story, how he had to, you know, take 11 trains in order to reach this place.
Must be from a very, very remote place.
Very, very remote place and a very poor family. And by the time this boy reached here, he was another 14-year-old boy with a cyanotic heart disease. He was near collapse situation at the gate. And his father had to literally carry him from near the gate through this wonderful hall. He offered his prayers here and said, "Lord, please take care of my son," and went through. And these are occasions that I'm telling you where the patients have come back to us and said, "You know, I offered my little prayer here." And the boy, of course, had his surgery in a few days' time and went back very hale and hearty and healthy back to Punjab. And there's another very touching story about a man who collapsed at the main gate. He had with him five of his children. He had his wife and five young children who were all dependent on him. And he collapsed at the main gate. They carried him literally through this prayer hall. And they offered their prayers here and said, "Please take care." And to cut a long story short, next scene is in the CCU where this man had been taken straight to the cath lab, done an angiogram, they found blocks, they did an angioplasty, he was clear. Within a few hours, he was very healthy. And the cardiologists tell us that the next scene that they had was five little children. They allowed the children up because they were little children. They allowed to see him. They were all weeping tears of gratitude to the Lord who had saved them.
Wow. Fantastic. What comes to mind is, you know, these are stories. We have seen how the Lord has listened to their prayers and given them life back, given them everything back to them.
Their hope, their livelihood.
Absolutely, absolutely. And even if you look at scientifically, you know, we know that how the infection rate in the hospital is abysmal.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. Normally abysmal is used in a negative way, but yes, it's the right usage here. It's too low. And a lot has to do with patients coming, praying here.
Yes.
Any time of the day you come to the dome, you will find somebody either before their treatment, after their treatment, paying their gratitude to the Lord, sitting here, absorbing that peace.
And because then, I remember talking to many surgeons and the doctors who operated on patients, one thing they would always say is the recovery of the patients that they see in this hospital, they say that they had never seen that in another hospital or the previous hospital they were working. There is something here.
True. You know, in fact, our the current director of our hospital, he has worked in multiple places in India and even abroad. And, you know, he is convinced until 3 years ago, he had never visited Puttaparthi. And now he says, wherever he has done his surgery, he's a very good surgeon, wherever in the world he has done surgery, he has never found recovery of a patient as quick as it happens in this hospital. So, X factor.
Fantastic. I am reminded of what Vajpayee sir said, you know, in the inauguration of the sister institution.
Yes.
This is a place where you get dawa and dua.
And dua, yes.
Grace as well as medicine.
Jo. I mean,
and this is that central hall. And the main deity is Ganesha.
Is Ganesha.
Is Ganesha. Even Swami's photos are on the side. Swami has given the pride of place. I mean, people should concentrate only on Ganesha and derive. And you have people, you have Muslims, you have Christians, people who are Jains. They, all of them come and speak to this Ganesha.
Yes, in fact, in fact, Swami, apart from giving a lot of importance to other areas of the hospital, we know how much detail Swami paid to this central dome, to the central prayer hall. Even later, after the hospital was inaugurated, Swami would come here every day and he would say which photo to put where, whether it is the Jesus Christ on a cross there, whether it is the Kaaba there, whether it is the Rama and, you know, Hanuman there.
Zoroastra there.
Zoroastra there. You know, all, people of all faiths.
Everything. Swami has picked the place, picked the image.
Yeah.
pick the flowers.
Pick the flowers, yeah. And he has picked him to be at the center of it all, our sweet Lord Ganesha.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah. Brother, talking about Ganesha and the hospital, I think we should do a separate series just only on the dome. I think there is a fantastic chandelier here.
Oh, yes.
I think it has its own story. The Nandi has its own story.
Oh, yes, yes. Everything here has a huge story. Yes, we should do it sometime.
Yeah, we should do it sometime. But this is being that Ganesha excitement time, and when people are listening to you, they will be waiting, when are you going to sing?
Oh, yeah, that.
So definitely any memories of Swami guiding you, singing Ganesha bhajans?
Singing Ganesha bhajans, I remember Swami would come in and give us these little instructions about bhajans all the time.
Yes.
And specifically about Ganesh bhajan, I remember once he walked in and we were singing a bhajan which said Sai Ganesha. And we don't know for what reason, because there are, you know, bhajans which say, you know, Ganesha in Parthi, Parthipuri, Ganesha, etc. But that word Sai Ganesha, somehow Swami said, don't sing Sai Ganesha. And he told someone, do I look like I have a big tummy? You know, he very jokingly asked one of the boys. Then they said, no, Swami, you know, you're so beautiful. And not that the sweet Lord Ganesha, in fact, the tummy gives him a lot of beauty.
He's the cutest.
He's the cutest, yeah. But that is one thing we have avoided singing. Wherever the words Sai Ganesha come, we have for years, I mean, for a couple of decades at least, we have been singing Pahi Ganesha.
Pahi Ganesha,
Maybe it is a way of Swami telling us that, you know, we have to tell Pahi Maam to Ganesha.
Yeah. Surrender.
Surrender to Ganesha. So that is why the change from Sai to Pahi. So that is one thing I remember. Another, another one is Swami would be very particular about the pronunciation of bhajans. So one day he came and he was asking, who sang that bhajan yesterday? Then it finally came around to one brother who had sung, and he said, which bhajan? And then he said, Vighna Vinashak. Swami said, stop right there. What is Vighna? Lord Ganesha is Vighna Vinashaka.
Wow.
You know, he is the destroyer of obstacles. So Vighna means destroyer. What is Vighna? So all bhajans, we then realize there are so many bhajans. We are saying Vighna Harana Shubha Mangala. So wherever we are saying Vighna, no, now we take a lot of care to say that we say Vighna. Because words have a lot of power.
Correct.
So, you know, that
and Sanskrit words especially.
Sanskrit words especially. They have a lot of power and they have very specific meaning.
Meanings.
So this is another thing specifically.
Even Tumho Vighna Vinasha Ganesha.
Yeah, Tumho Vighna Vinasha. You're right.
Now we sing Tumho Vighna Vinasha.
So that's another thing Swami said. And there's another incident which comes to mind. One day all of us were seated in the bhajan hall. Before bhajans, Swami would come in about 10 minutes before bhajan and just spend time talking. So that particular evening he came in and asked, what was that Ganesh bhajan which was sung a couple of days ago? Nobody was kind of remembering, and at that time you don't remove the bhajan book and flip the pages. You're supposed to remember. But maybe in the excitement of Swami standing there and you know, you're lost in that. Nobody was remembering. They all saying, Swami, 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 this. And he said, Chappandi, Chappandi. No, no. Whatever is that bhajan, it had no meaning, Swami said. Who sang Ganesh bhajan which has no meaning? We are not able to. So then he said, chappandi, chappandi. So each one of us there started, saying out one Ganesha bhajan. Someone said, Vinayaka, Vinayaka, Ganesha, Sharanam, Pahi, Gajanana, and the list went on. So many tens of bhajans we, mentioned to Swami, was saying, Idikadu, Idikadu, not this, not this, not this. And finally, end of the 10 minutes that Swami was standing there, Swami was very disappointed, saying, hey, you people are not able to tell me that one bhajan which somebody sang which had no meaning. Which for us seemed a little difficult to believe, that we couldn't come up with the name of a bhajan, which it would be a common Ganesh bhajan. But then, talking with some of the elders in the bhajan group, when we were discussing with them, this thing came out that from the next day onwards, every Ganesh bhajan that was sung, we ensured that everyone knew the meaning of that Ganesh bhajan before we sang it. That was the way Swami came, and that was a lesson he was teaching through that. Now tell this bhajan, tell that bhajan. No, you are not. But behind all this was this, because that is what had got into the psyche of the bhajan group. Next door, not my God, Swami should not say that we sang something which we didn't know the meaning of. And it was not just Ganesh bhajan, it got into all bhajans. But again, as always, it started with Ganesha.
Wow.
So even that lesson started with Ganesha.
When the meaning of this meaningful episode is, you cannot sing anything meaninglessly.
Correct.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, whatever you sing, perhaps the bhajan has words which are very profound.
Yes.
But if you have not understood it, you have not internalized them, if you are not singing it with that feeling, then the bhajan has again become meaningless.
It is meaningless. Very true.
I think that is something that perhaps Swami was communicating. And it's so important for us, isn't it? Bhava being such an important facet of bhajan singing.
Yes, yes. Very true.
Wow. Brother, I'm just reminded of this beautiful Ganesh bhajan that you have sung recently for Vintage Bhajan Classroom, a new Ganesh bhajan.
Oh, yes. Yeah, vintage, the meaning, it's such an old Ganesh bhajan that I had heard in my school days, and trying to revive. Yes,
thanks to you, now that
old
bhajan
is gold.
Correct, it has come back into consciousness. How about singing that bhajan?
Shall we lead and follow one line each?
Sure, sure.
Prathama sharana gananayaka.
Prathama sharana gananayaka.
Prathama sharana gananayaka.
Prathama sharana gananayaka.
Vighna vinashaka siddhi vinayaka.
Vighna vinashaka siddhi vinayaka.
Prathama sharana gananayaka.
Prathama sharana gananayaka.
Vidyadayaka buddhi pradayaka.
Vidyadayaka buddhi pradayaka.
Mushika vahana pahi gajanana.
Mushika vahana pahi gajanana.
Mushika vahana pahi gajanana.
Mushika vahana pahi gajanana.
Prathama sharana gananayaka.
Wow. One always feels that bhajan session should not end.
Yeah, I know. That is the beauty of our bhajans.
Wow. Fantastic. But before we end, we have to, all good things have to end, unfortunately. But before we conclude this, how about a nice song, brother? A nice Ganesha song. You know, everybody is now constantly having their minds fixed on this delectable Lord. Something, if you can sing, which will help them to connect with Lord Ganesha.
All these stories and all these incidents we tell, you know, that basically is to say, you know, glory to Lord Ganesha. Glory to Lord Ganesha.
Yes.
Jai Ganesh, when we say,
yes,
it is glory to Lord Ganesha. I think of this song that comes to mind. Jai Ganapati Vandan Gananayak. Jai Ganapati Vandan Gananayak. Teri chavi ati sundar sukhdayak. Teri chavi ati sundar sukhdayak. Jai Ganapati Vandan Gananayak. तू चार भुजाधारी मस्तक सिंदूरी रूप निराला है मूषक वाहन तेरो तू ही जग का रखवाला तेरी महिमा तू ही जाने शिव पार्वती के बालक जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक जय गणपति वंदन गणनायक
ब्यूटीफुल जय हो गणनायका.
जय हो गणनायका.
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की
जय.
थैंक यू सो मच ब्रदर.
थैंक यू ब्रदर ऋषि.
साईराम
साईराम.
So that was the melodious MMG from the Super Speciality Hospital, Brother Ravi Kumar, sharing his lovely moments with Ganesha. And let's now move on to another lovely MMG that we recorded in the Prashanti Nilayam Institute campus. Brother Dhananjay of Radio Sai has had a very revealing moment with this Ganesha that every student of the Prashanti Nilayam campus bows down to before they start their classes. It is there, right at the entrance of the college in Prashanti Nilayam. Let's listen to this delightful story.
Sairam, Sairam to everybody.
Sairam.
Thank you, Vishu, for calling me for this small episode, and I'm really grateful to Swami for this opportunity. Yes, this Ganesha is completely different for everybody, those of studied in this campus.
Correct. 5 years you studied here.
I right? studied for 5 years, and every single day we used to visit this Ganesha, and he was like a more of a friend for
friend.
Us. So every day morning come and say Sairam, and again in the evening after the classes yes. say Sairam, and after the bhajans again come back and say Sairam. And
you can like unburden yourself.
Yes, just come and you know go around yes. Ganesha, and you know, he just takes care of you, that kind of thing. And we used to see people, you know, worshipping Ganesha, and at least I remember seeing KBR Prasad sir, who handles the PA system in Mandir.
Correct.
Every day, irrespective of the climate, season, anything, every day morning, 4 o'clock, he used to come promptly, wash Ganesha, wow. give bath, and used to do puja. And that was a kind of inspiration for us to
yes.
see that elderly person, you know, yes. comes and does puja here. Mm. And since I was associated with the Correct. Department, became little more closer that association.
He was sort of an ideal.
Yeah,
he
idol. Should tell some of the stories like what he kind of experienced wow. with this Ganesha, like before the classes, how he used to come and interact with Ganesha. So that kind of, that was inspiration for us to, you know, keep the relationship little tight with Ganesha.
And what happened, I remember you were narrating once when Bhagwan was in the auditorium and you came to this Ganesha, you were in a very, very tough situation.
That was one of the very touchy experience, I should say. That was during the occasion of this sports meet season time in my first year of post-graduation.
Okay.
So we were part of the maintenance team and you know, we had a both audio, video as well as the structure. So entire thing falls on the maintenance crew basically.
You're preparing the sets for the drama
as well as for the sports meet.
Oh yeah, wow.
So after the sports meet actually there is a drama which will be put up in front of Swami in yes. Kulwant Hall.
Mm.
For seeing the rehearsal of the drama, Swami had come to
okay.
auditorium and fortunately or unfortunately I should say, I was caught up in the welding work. I was in the okay. tool room doing the welding work.
In the ashram.
In the ashram.
Mm.
So I had no clue of, you know, me getting to know that, you know, Swami is in...
I think those days mobile phones were not so much in vogue. So you didn't know Swami is here.
Yes, so Swami came, fantastic. Swami was seeing the drama, amazing. You know, people are so engrossed in the, you know, the devotion with Swami, everything. So there comes in the middle of the drama, suddenly, you know, Swami wanted to use the green room which we had, you know, cleaned up and kept.
Yes.
And Swami went to the green room, in fact.
Okay.
And you can imagine the Lord of the Universe wanted to use the green room and it is locked.
And nobody
knows where the key is.
Oh my God.
And so that's the time when everybody got to know that Dhananja has the key. So so-called the devil person is missing in the institute and you know, everybody was searching for Dhananja. The escort team, so-called escort team, you know, who was supposed to escort Swami, they went into four direction of Puttaparthi. And one person luckily...
Where is Dhananja?
Luckily Swami in the tool room, and the way he came and narrated, I thought, you know, I have to pack my bag
Bags
and you know, leave it.
Because I mean, where is Dhananja? Swami is waiting.
Swami is waiting. So I somehow I prayed to Swami. I said, Swami, I'll come there, just handle the situation. And that's the only prayer. I reached here, but yes. by the time I came, Swami had gone back to the seat and he started
God.
Seeing the...
So because it was locked, he came back.
He came back and he started continuing the drama. And see, they always say, you know, God is so loving, so forgiving, everything. And Swami was absolutely fine. But
okay.
moment I landed here, from Gardner till the higher-ups, everybody started shouting at me. I was like, I could not take it for some time. I said, what happened? Have I done that blunder? Then
you are also doing Swami's work.
Then I looked at Swami. I said, Swami, now I just come back. And I came to this particular Ganesha.
Oh.
And I took 108 rounds.
Hmm.
Believe me, in the entire time that... You know, production time, I was telling Swami, please forgive me. I forgive everybody those who have shouted at me. Please look at me and smile. That's enough. Smile, you know, I can, you know, take out all these negative
feelings.
That
will just melt all the negativity.
So that was the only prayer I had. So when I went back after finishing my 1-0-8, Swami looked at me and gave me one sarcastic smile, which like was like, you know, adding fuel to the fire type. Again, I came back to this Ganesha and I told Swami, Ganesha, please, if you're really God, tomorrow do come to college. Please visit the green room also. And that was the only prayer I had.
So that's the prayer. Swami, please come again and use it.
Yes. So I finished my production as here. I went there. After the program, when Swami was going back, after seeing the drama, when he was going back, he looked at me, pulled my cheek. And he said, I'll come tomorrow.
Oh my God. And I mean, you had just prayed to this Ganesha, right?
Yeah, yeah.
After 108, yes. Twice 108, yes. He had to please come, and now Swami is responding in a few minutes.
Yes, and he said that he'll come tomorrow, but he never told for what he's coming. And I knew within me, maybe this could be the reason why Swami is visiting the college again. But when everybody asked, I said, Swami said maybe he's coming for seeing the drama again. The same story goes on. So everybody was busy preparing the auditorium stage, everything. But I was busy cleaning my green room. I knew Swami is going to come here. And believe, next day Swami did come. He just went to the green room straight. Went inside. He spent about 1 minute.
So he didn't see the drama?
Nothing.
He came only to you?
Yes.
Oh,
and when
my
I was going
God.
Out, he just looked at me again. He pulled my cheek. And he said, happy? I said, Swami, very happy.
Oh my God.
Like, what I want to tell you is, more than, you know, this kind of interaction, this kind of episode actually builds up the relation between you and God. And you know for sure that, you know, Swami is there with you always.
Yes.
Ganesha is there with you always. Any problem, anything, just go to him.
Go to him.
So that's the only, you know, the response time. How much delay you take him, go to him.
Correct.
That's the delay time that, you know, we can expect.
Absolutely. I mean, this is such an evergreen experience.
But after that, again, you know, one more incident had happened actually. That was during Lavakusha season that happened in college actually. In my post-graduation days, again, Swami used to come regularly, almost for 1 week. Every day, Swami used to come to college. And he used to see that performance of the Lavakusha. So in that also, one particular day, everything was set up on the stage. Mics, everything. And Swami asked, "Entra anta aipenda."
Is everything done?
I said, Swami, anta ready undi. He said, start putting. Swami, start putting mics. I said, Swami, okay. And I start placing the mics. And after placing the mics, Swami said, start singing. I said, Swami, I'm not the one who's going to sing. If singer comes, you know, I'll open the mic. You don't believe, this may be the very, I'm talking on a very light note, but what I went through only I know. Imagine everybody is on the stage, okay, and Swami is looking at me and he's giving me one mischievous smile. And I knew something is going to happen. You don't believe, Vishu brother. Program OM started, PA system, everything is on, nothing is coming out of the speaker. Nothing. Absolutely nothing is coming out.
God.
And same scenario, warden came, principal came, Naren sir came, everyone is shouting at me. And I said, sir, if you can do something right now, you do. Shouting you can do later. Then that's the time when Shivashankar Sai comes and tells, see, there is a Ganesha. Just pray to Ganesha from here. Look at Swami. Say, Swami, you are the only person who should take care of this. Trust me, it will work. These are the two things he told me.
Wow.
And from there only I looked at the Ganesha. I told Ganesha, please save me once more, please.
And I looked, it was a distant call.
Distant call. And down Swami was sitting. I told Swami, please. You don't believe, within 10 seconds. I'm not exaggerating. Everything started working. And after the program, Shivashankar Sai comes and tells, go and tell Swami. I said, Swami, I told sir, please, who wants to face the brunt like this? Enough, Swami saved me, enough. He told, no, go and tell Swami, right? It's very nice, go and tell. So with lot of courage, I was telling Swami, I went to Swami. Swami asked, ain't Raiva Hindi?
What happened?
I told Swami, starting low, meeku vinpad ledu. Swami said, I am not deaf, I can hear everything. I said, Swami, no, Swami, nothing was working.
In the beginning, you were not able to hear.
None of the speakers are working. Swami said, I could hear everything. I told Swami, no, Swami, amplifier, everything went to standby mode, nothing was coming, and only because of your grace and blessings, it started coming back. He felt so happy, and you know, you could feel that, you know, smile on his face, and he pulled my cheek and he gave me extra padamskar. So, you know, they say what happens is for good, you know, everything is an experience, learning curve, everything. So that way, this Ganesha is...
I mean, you have had such endearing moments with Swami. I mean, Swami pulling your cheeks...
only because you had that confidence and that pining to come to him. As you said, all we have to do is just come to Ganesh. That's all. Then everything else will be taken
care of. In that process, he taught me 2-3 things.
Yes.
Next day he came and asked me, write down the names of the boys who were there on the stage. So I was sitting there and I took on paper, started writing. Then Swami hit my head and said, Buddhi ledu, don't know. First you write the serial number, name, class, what he's doing. I tore the paper. After tearing the paper, he's hitting me and telling, wasting the paper. So like that, you know, it went on. You know, it was kind of a child play, but you know, we had our own share of enjoyment.
Fantastic. But I think the biggest takeaway here is, you know, just anything happens. He's the Vignaharta, and I think you have experience, and you are someone who constantly handles the mics and PA system in any function in Sai Kulwanthal, in the Radio Sai studios, and every time in the last minute something will go wrong, and technology is technology, and only Ganesha can solve that problem.
There are days even Venkatramani sir has experienced this. Amplifier will not work. He'll just come and hit the amplifier and say, Sai Ram, Ganesha, Enamma, it will start working. And immediately after the Jai Bolo Bhagwan Satsi Baba ki Jai, amplifier is again,
because he is the only god who has a mouse, is mouse enabled. The most IT savvy lord that we have, and I think we need his blessings for whatever we want to do. Fantastic, brother.
Thank you.
It's really a fantastic experience. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sairam. Sairam listeners, please share this wonderful experience. Let our devotion to Bhagwan through the Ganesha increase in manifold. Thank you so much.
So that is such a such a phenomenal experience. I think all of us have had moments, such MMG moments with Lord Ganesha. And this was recorded in the Prashantilam campus. The Prashantilam campus has many Ganeshas. In fact, in front of every building of the Prashantilam college campus, there is a Ganesha. There are many little Ganeshas too. For example, there is one in the lawns of the college, just in front of the auditorium, a sweet little dancy Ganesha. And Brother Anirudh has had his moment of blessing and beatitude with this lovely little Ganesha. So now we sat down in this lawn and recorded another MMG. Ashwat also was there with us, and both of them have produced for Ganesh Chaturthi an offering for Bhagwan, a lovely song, Baje Mridangatala Veena. It is an offering from our audio series, for our audio series Sama. And probably those of you who are music enthusiasts probably would have already downloaded that from Radio Sai website. I played it in the last episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, and now you will hear them, both the brothers, sing a little of it live and then share their moments of glory with this lovely Ganesha.
Vaze mridungataya vina ire na sat gauri gana vaze mridungataya vina Irina Sat Gauri Gana Ganapati Bappa Moraya Mangala Murti Moraya Ganapati Bappa Moraya Mangala Murti Moraya Nach Nach Re Gajanana Vaze Mridungataya Vina Irina Sat Gauri Gana Vaze Mridungataya Vina Irina Sat Gauri Gana Paye Badhuna Ghungur Baya Ethumakat Tuladi Baya Paye Badhuna Ghungur Baya Ethumakat Tuladi Baya Jana Avade Tavahaksaya Jana Avade Tavaha Sara Dei Ananda Gauri Baya Dei Ananda Gauri Baya Dudu Dudu Yere
Dudu Dudu Yere
ದುಡು ದುಡು ಏರೆ ಲುಟು ಲುಟು ಏರೆ ಶಿವಸುತಾವಿಲ್ಹಾಯ ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಪ್ಪ ಮೋರೆಯ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ಮೋರೆಯ ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಪ್ಪ ಮೋರೆಯ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ಮೋರೆಯ ನಾಚ ನಾಚ ರೇ ಗಜಾನನ.
Wow, that is the height of ecstasy that this song sends you. Lutu lutu, dudu dudu, fantastic, such a cute and vibrant song. What does it mean? Any idea? It's a Marathi song, right?
It is a Marathi abhang. And it has been sung by many singers. It's a traditional abhang where it describes the Natya Ganapati.
Wow.
As we have the beautiful
Yes, the Natya Ganapati. The cutest one.
So why we chose this song is to give us a special offering is there are so many Marathi Ganesha abhangs, but this perfectly suited the celebrative
yes.
dance mood of Ganesha.
Yes.
And it perfectly describes the baby Ganesha dancing and coming like Pai Bandhun, the tiny bells tied to the feet. Gunguru Paya. Gunguru is also tied. And all people are very happy dancing and the air is filled with Ganesha and dudu dudu yere, the most beautiful line, come running,
come running,
come running, oh baby Ganesha, lutu lutu yere, come rolling.
Oh wow.
So you can imagine a cute Ganesha with the anklets, bells,
yes.
dancing so beautifully to this tune of Vadhi Mrudanga.
Fantastic.
And Vadhi Mrudanga Tal Veena,
yes.
all the instruments, the musical instruments play, the divine
yes.
instruments. So it is a celebrative dance.
Yes, just
abhang.
Divine rhapsody. I mean, that is the only thing that comes to mind. Wow, fantastic. How was singing this bhajan for you?
Personally, it was a very, very learning experience for both of us because we need to have so much emphasis on the pronunciation. So it was a really challenging song for
yes.
us. We took a lot of time recording this song.
Yes.
But nevertheless, by Swami's grace, it came out quite well, I guess.
Wow. And brother, Swami has blessed you with a chain and a pendant of Lord Ganesha, isn't it?
Yes.
So you should share that story.
Yeah. This very, very memorable. Ganesh Chaturthi is one of the very cherished festivals in the journey of mine as a student. So I was in my second year post-graduation. So same Vinayaka Chaturthi day, 2006.
Okay.
Inside Bhajan Hall. In those days, Bhajans used to take place inside Bhajan Hall. So Swami is sitting in the throne and then Swami asks casually, like, do you do Vyashti Puja or do you do Samashti Puja?
Oh, Vyashti Puja or Samashti Puja?
Vyashti Puja means individual
puja.
Samashti means collective puja.
Correct.
So I told we do Samashti Puja because in hostel we all
do together.
Come together, sit together and then
wow.
do. So and then like he, out of the blue he blessed me
wow.
with that.
You're so happy.
the chain pendant.
Wow.
But what I realized is like the Samashti Puja,
yes.
Swami always gives emphasis
yes.
on the importance of Samashti Puja, be
yes.
collective worship. That's
Correct.
How like as part of ashram routine we have
yes.
bhajans twice.
Yes.
Morning
as a collective sadhana.
And Nagar Sangeetan.
Yes.
And even Suprabhatam also,
Correct.
It's a collective worship.
Yes.
All of us come together.
Yes.
So there is so much of power
yes.
involved in collective worship. It attains a different dimension.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, you know, when you think about it, Ganesh Puja started as a tradition only because Bal Gangadhar Tilak, the great freedom fighter and a very religious spiritual man, he wanted to unite India. He wanted to unite people of all cultures, all religions, all castes into one platform and celebrate the love for the divine. And I think that is what is happening even in our hostel, isn't it? You have boys, you know, no matter what is their economic status, no matter what is their religion, we all come together to just create those beautiful flights of imagination, those chariots. And oh wow, I mean, you must be having very beautiful memories of, you know, being a part of the Ganesh Chaturthi celebration as a student in the hostel, Anirudh.
I recollect one experience which is very much related to this beautiful Natya
oh,
Ganapati
wow.
where we are sitting right now. Usually after the evening aarti, I used to pray, sit in the mandir before the interview room door, sit in silence for 10 minutes, pray and then go back to hostel. On the way to hostel, I had this very nice opportunity of taking care of this Ganesha and the main institute Ganesha, and there is one more Ganesha near the humanities building. So there are three Ganeshas.
Three Ganeshas in the Prashanthi Nilayam campus.
Yes. So there are some boys who can voluntarily take up such activities of lighting lamp, washing Ganesha, giving a bath to
Ganesha, Abhishekam and
decorating the Ganesha with flowers.
So it's like it is your personal god. Look after it entirely.
Yes. So one day after the evening aarti is over, I was praying in front of the interview room that Swami, lot of people tell about the inner voice. So I was very inquisitive about how is it? How does the voice of God sound? So is it a thought or a feeling or an indication or a strong voice?
How do you know that it is really God speaking within?
Exactly. So I was having this prayer in my mind, and at that time I just got a very strong feeling that, maybe you can call it a voice, I don't know, but it was a very strong feeling that, go to Ganesha, I'll speak to you.
Go to Ganesha, I'll speak to you. Wow.
So I was like, okay Swami, and then I came to this Ganesha first, and I remember it was raining that day. The power went off, it was dark everywhere. And in fact, even I came to the Ganesha, I was trying to lamp, because of the heavy wind, I was unable to light the lamp in the first instant, but still somehow I covered with my hands, and then I could lit the lamp. And then as I was lighting the lamp, I was praying, Swami, you told me there that you will speak to me. Go to Ganesha, I will speak to you. I recollected this thought, and as I lit the lamp, there was a beautiful flower which was on top of Ganesha. It just fell just in front of the lamp. So I took this as a blessing from God, that I got a clarity that inner voice need not be just a voice. It can be anything. It's a thought or a feeling or just an indication that flower is falling down. For me, it basically depends on person to person, how Swami answers every prayer. But for me, I got that blessing. The same Ganesha when I lit the lamp.
Prayer was made to Bhagwan, and this Ganesha gave the answer. The grace fell on you. But I think it all depends on our prayer and our penance, isn't it? Then the grace will automatically come. The voice from within will automatically come from heaven, isn't it?
Just
like the flower fell. I think we need to have that purity inside. That's all Bhagwan wants, isn't it?
And to have the purity, I feel the activities in the hostel really encourage us to do. Put us on the path of purity. Yes, like the one I mentioned just now, that voluntarily you can take up, you're free to take up the activities like lighting a lamp, irrespective of any religion, caste, creed. Boys are free to just participate
in any activity. And so many boys enthusiastically do it.
Yes.
In fact, I remember talking to many school students who have shared how once they started taking up this duty of looking after the Ganesha, so someone who was at the bottom of the class in terms of academics, he just was at the top of the class. I mean, this is not a story I'm making up. In fact, we had three students like this. Last year in Radio Sai, we had recorded those three boys sharing that experience. Another boy used to always feel depressed, and he went and befriended Ganesha. As you said, you know, once you go and offer, he became an altar boy. And then every day he used to go and worship Ganesha, and then he used to talk to Ganesha. And Ganesha after that started filling him with so much of energy, so much of inspiration. You know, he became his friend. And after that, you know, he became very confident, a vibrant person. And I think that is what, as you are saying, you know, all these ritual activities, they embolden you spiritually. And I think that is what collective worship is all about. Together we look after Ganesha. Together now we make chariots, and together we make our offering to Bhagwan. Beautiful. Fantastic. You know, before we, and we don't want to end the session, but this is an MMM session, MMMG moment. So let's end it with another melody. Anything you would like to sing on Ganesha, maybe let's do a short bhajan on Ganesha, and then we'll offer our prayers to Ganesha and pray that let the music of Ganesha's grace, let it flow through us, and let our lives become a symphony of his love. Let's just sing anything, Kadar.
Gananatha Mushika
Vahana Jaya Gananatha
Sharanam Sharanam Gananatha
Sharanam Sharanam Gananatha
Gananatha
Gananatha Gananatha
ಜಗದಾಯಕ ಗಣನಾಥ
ಜಗತೋಧಾರ ಜಯ ಗಣನಾಥ
ಜಗತೋಧಾರ ಜಯ ಗಣನಾಥ
ಶರಣಂ ಶರಣಂ ಗಣನಾಥ
ಶರಣಂ ಶರಣಂ ಗಣನಾಥ
ಶರಣಂ ಶರಣಂ ಗಣನಾಥ
ಶರಣಂ ಶರಣಂ ಗಣನಾಥ
ಗಣನಾಥ
Sharanam Sharanam Gananatha, let's surrender at his feet and pray for his grace, for his love and for his inspiration. Thank you. Sairam.
So that was a musical MMGA, as I mentioned. And we recorded many more. We went live on Facebook, as I said at the beginning of the program, one of the initiatives that Bhagwan blessed us with during this Ganesh Chaturthi 2018, and of course we did many more such conversations. You will find on our Facebook page 11 such conversations, and we are uploading them slowly now on YouTube. So probably in the coming episodes of Outside Inside Deep Inside, we'll share more of these recordings. We really enjoyed making this offering to Bhagwan. It was purely Ganesha's grace. He gave us that intuition, that buddhi, that strength and that siddhi, that energy and that idea to embark on this journey. And we pray to him that he continues to bless us and fills us with inspiration so that we can strive in our own little ways to become little instruments in his hands and sanctify our lives. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with me through this journey, through this lovely episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside. If you have any queries or comments, as always, please feel free to write to listener@radiosai.org. If you have to write anything personally to me, you can write to Bishu, B-I-S-H-U, @radiosai.org. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.
ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಪ್ಪ ಮೋರೆಯ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ಮೋರೆಯ ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಪ್ಪ ಮೋರೆಯ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ಮೋರೆಯ
ನಾಚ ನಾಚೆ ಗಜಾನನ ಬಾಧುನ ಗುಂಗುರ ಬಾಳ ಏ ಧುಮಕತ ತೋರಳಿ ಬಾಳ ಬಾಯಿ ಬಾಧುನ ಗುಂಗುರ ಬಾಳ ಏ ಧುಮಕತ ತೋರಳಿ ಬಾಳ ಜನ ಆವಡೆ ತವ ಸಾಳ ಜನ ಆವಡೆ ತವ ಸಾಳ ದೇಹಿ ಆನಂದ ಗೋರಿ ಬಾಳ ದೇಹಿ ಆನಂದ
ದುಡುದುಡು ಏರೆ ಲುಡು ಲುಡು ಏರೆ ದುಡುದುಡು ಏರೆ ದುಡು ಲುಡು ಏರೆ ಶಿವಸುತ ವಿಹಾರ ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಪ್ಪ ಮೋರೆಯ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ಮೋರೆಯ ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಪ್ಪ ಮೋರೆಯ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ಮೋರೆಯ
ನಾಚ ನಾಚರೆ ಗಜಾನನ ಚಿಂತನಿ ಜಮಲೆ ಸಾರೆ ತುಜಾ ಚಿಂತನಿ ಜಮಲೆ ಸಾರೆ ತುಜಾ ಚಿಂತನಿ ಜಮಲೆ ಸಾರೆ ತುಜಾ ಚಿಂತನಿ ಜಮಲೆ ಸಾರೆ ಖಾಲಿ ಆಲೆ ನ ಭಾತಿಲ ತಾರೆ
ಕಾಲಿ ಆಲೆನ ಭಾತಿಲ ತಾರೆ ನಾಚೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಅವಧೇವಾರೆ ನಾಚೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಅವಧೇವಾರೆ ಪಾನ ಫುಲಾತ ಭರಲಾಸಿ ತೂರೆ ಪಾನ ಫುಲಾತ ಭರಲಾಸಿ ತೂರೆ ಕರ್ಪುರ ಗೌರ ಜಗದೋಧಾರ ಕರ್ಪುರ ಗೌರ ಜಗದೋಧಾರ ಏಸಲಿ ಬಲಾಳ
ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಪ್ಪ ಮೋರೆಯ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ಮೋರೆಯ ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಪ್ಪ ಮೋರೆಯ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ಮೋರೆಯ
ನಾಚ ನಾಚ ರೇ ಗಜಾನನ
ಸುಖಕರ್ತಾ ದುಃಖಕರ್ತಾ ವಾಸ ವಿಘ್ನಾಚಿ ದುರ್ವಿ ಪುರವಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಕೃಪಾ ಜಯಾಚಿ ಸರ್ವಾಂಗಿ ಸುಂದರ ಉಟಿಶೇಂದುರಾಚಿ ಕಂಠಿ ಜಗೆ ಮಾಡ ಮುಕ್ತ ಫಳಾಚಿ ಜಯ ದೇವ ಜಯ ದೇವ ಜಯ ದೇವ ಜಯ ದೇವ ಜಯ ಮಂಗಲ ಮೂರ್ತಿ ದರ್ಶನ ಮಾತ್ರೆ ಮನ ಕಾಮನ ಪೂರ್ತಿ ಜಯ ದೇವ ಜಯ ದೇವ ಜಯ ದೇವ ಜಯ ದೇವ
ತೂ ದೇವಾಂಸ ದೇವ ಖರ ಆದಿನಾಥ ತೂ ಮಂಗಳಕಾರ ತೂ ದೇವಾಂಸ ದೇವ ಖರ ಆದಿನಾಥ ತೂ ಮಂಗಳಕಾರ ದೇಯಿ ಕೃಪೇಚ ಅಮೃತಧಾರ ದೇಯಿ ಕೃಪೇಚ ಅಮೃತಧಾರ ದಾರಿ ವಿಶ್ವಾಚ ಸರ್ವಪಸಾರ ದಾರಿ ವಿಶ್ವಾಚ ಸರ್ವಪಸಾರ ಯೇ ವಿಘ್ನೇಶ ಯೇ ಜಗದೀಶ ಯೇ ವಿಘ್ನೇಶ ಯೇ ಜಗದೀಶ ಯೇ ಧನಿ ಪರಮೇಶ
ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಪ್ಪ ಮೋರೆಯ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ಮೋರೆಯ ಗಣಪತಿ ಬಪ್ಪ ಮೋರೆಯ ಮಂಗಲಮೂರ್ತಿ ಮೋರೆಯ
ನಾಚ ನಾಚ ರೇ ಗಜಾನನ ಬಾಜೆ ಮೃದುಂಗ ಟಾಡಿನ ಎರೆ ನಾಚತ ಗೌರಿ ಗಣ ಬಾಜೆ ಮೃದುಂಗ ಟಾಡಿನ ಎರೆ ನಾಚತ ಗೌರಿ ಗಣ